The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by Shellhead Comics and More. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com and on iTunes and Stitcher under Toy World Order. Brought to you by Shellhead Comics, the Shellhead Comics blog, and more at ShelleheadComics.com. Welcome, my co-host, Dave Draper!
Jason.
Yes.
Jason.
Yes.
Life is a highway. We're going to watch Cars 3 all night long.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, yes. Yes, comment. Yes.
You know...
If you're going my way...
I'm not going your way.
We're
going
to watch Cars 3 all night long.
I feel the same way about Cars 3 that you do about Transformers 3, the new Transformers movie.
Are you saying that...
I don't want to see it.
Wow. And?
Only because when we went to go see Cars 2, it was terrible.
We never saw Cars 2 together.
I saw Cars 2 with somebody then.
I don't know who you saw it with, because I watched it on Dimension, whatever.
Yeah.
Cable...
Cable box thingy.
Like when, yeah, you know, like instead of renting a movie, you just watch it on the cable.
Magical coaxial science.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Witchcraft. I've actually never seen a Cars movie in the theater.
Really?
In the theater, yeah.
Really, in the theater?
Yeah. This is my chance.
Really?
You're going to deprive me of my chance to see the last Cars movie they'll probably ever make.
In the cinema?
In the cinema.
In the cinema. We like to go to the cinema. I don't know.
I love that you hate this idea. Like, because the sad thing is, I do actually, like if otherwise I would have just watched it on... Like Dimension or whatever
it's called. Like
Xfinity.
Xfinity Dimension.
God, I'm like
That's cable from like 10 years ago.
I know, right? There was an onion tied in my belt, which was the fashion at the
time.
But like I actually, like, because I kind of like, I liked the first one okay. And I didn't hate the second one. And I was kind of planning on seeing it someday, somehow. But then this whole like summer of you dragging me to movies I don't want to go see happened.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, like, and I figured you'd be like... Yeah, it's a picture movie. You'll go see it. But, like, you're, like, really digging your heels in on this one, which is awesome.
I really don't want to see
it. Because I'm not, like, I'm not doing it to be vindictive either. Like, I legitimately want to
see it. Yeah.
The fact that you don't want to makes it just so much sweeter.
I know. Maybe we'll go see it. I don't know.
Or you could just take Carrie to go see Transformers 5.
She won't go see Transformers 5. I'll have to go see
it. I'll only go see it if you go see Cars 3.
All right. Damn it.
You're just lucky the other two, like, panned out.
True.
I would be merciless at this point if those had been bad.
You know, I have to say this past weekend was game night for us here in Springfield at the Draper Abode.
Okay.
And we finally, like, Dave owns the original version of a game called Talisman. If you've never heard of a game called Talisman, look it up. Do yourself a favor. It's an excellent role-playing.
I mean, I practically minored in it in college.
Yes. It is. It really is. Even the old version, it's a wonderful game. But Dave,
oh yeah, it's basically the same game.
Yeah, Dave started watching playthroughs of.
They've got the fourth. They've
fourth
had
edition.
Four editions now.
Right.
Fourth edition apparently has a computer version, and I was just curious. So I started watching a playthrough of it, and I was like, oh, because there were differences.
Yeah.
And they were interesting and they intrigued me, so I looked into it, and like, of course, there's like a ton of supplements.
Yes.
And, like, apparently it's, like, out of print or I don't know. It's expensive. And I don't know. I found a guy that was, like, selling, from what I can tell, everything.
Yes.
I may be wrong.
Well.
Although I'd be hard-pressed because I was digging stuff out, like, to jump ahead, to put stuff back in the cabinet. Like, I had to, like, I wanted to reorganize it. I was digging stuff out that I didn't even realize I had.
Yeah.
There's so many supplements.
It was a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of, well, like, what we played was, like, a fraction of what I had.
Yeah, oh, I know. Well, Dave, I've been trying to beg Dave because I wanted to play the new Talisman because he's had it for
a month.
Yeah.
I'm not even necessarily sure I had it the last game night.
No, but you had it right after that, and we had made plans for you to come over on a Thursday or on
Saturday
and play. And you were like, "Oh, I don't feel good. I'm gonna stay home." And I was kind of sad because I was like, oh, "I wanted to play Talisman. This sucks." I was like, "What am I gonna do with my day?" We finally got to play all the Talisman on Saturday night, and it was
we got to play a chunk of the Talisman.
A chunk of the Talisman. It was pretty amazing. It was about 4 hours worth of gameplay.
Yeah.
It went
on. And we cut it short, too.
We did. I won, but I only won by technicality.
No, you would have. I'm 90% sure you would have won regardless, yes. but we did sort of like, we had like a, what do they call it in baseball when you're like 200 runs up?
Oh, yeah.
Mercy killing rule?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep. Yeah, it was fun. It's a really, it really is an excellent tabletop game.
Yeah, I love it.
I think it's probably one of the best we played. It's my favorite currently.
With all the accessories, like, it wouldn't even fit on the tabletop.
Oh God, no.
Yeah, because there's four things on each corner.
Yes.
Yeah, and then there's like a, for the dragons one, there's a thing that goes, it covers the middle.
Oh,
so it's like a whole different middle.
Yeah.
There's one that we didn't run because I wasn't quite sure how the rules worked. And the rules, like, had the little pamphlet and didn't give you any rules. Where there's like in those middle spots that give you so much trouble.
Right.
There are extra cards that have like stupid difficult monsters and stuff. There's all kinds of nonsense. God.
It was good. It was
yeah.
It was a lot of fun though. It's probably my favorite game we played. And then I had borrowed from you to learn how to play it because it was a 1-4 player game, but the Cryptozoa Ghostbusters game, which I'd read through the rules and I played a couple of campaigns myself, just kind of to learn things. I've watched several playthroughs of it, several like tutorials on it, just to kind of get a better grasp of the rules, because while there aren't a terrible amount of rules, there's a lot to keep track of. Like, you know, how the ghosts, this is weird, because some campaigns, like when you get to end a round, like the Stay Puft one, the first one I played that I destroyed the universe with, like at the end of round, like,
typical Duvall,
every ghost moves one space closer towards the Ghostbusters. And I was like, oh, this is every campaign. Well, not every campaign do the ghosts ever move. Like, the ghosts only move if you miss them or if they have an end of round like segment on their card which says they have to move, but like they never move. So I was like, well, that's really weird. Like, the ghosts are always in the same spot. That's kind of funky. But the more I played, the more I watched playthroughs of it, I'm like, okay, well, I get the gist of it. The game would be more interesting with four players. It'd be a little bit better, a little bit easier to take care of. Because, like, as one player, you're trying to take care of, like, you're kind of trying to keep track of the Ghostbusters' abilities, their experience points, the ghosts' abilities, like, their hit or miss. It's so much for one person to take care of. But that's an interesting game. We'll break that out of game night eventually.
Mm.
But,
will we?
We will.
You buying a copy?
No, I'm going to bring yours back and we're going to play it. Hey, man, I got everything ready now. Yeah, Talisman was a lot of fun though. If you haven't, if you've never looked up Talisman, look it up. And if you can get a copy of it, give it a play because it's worth.
I would almost recommend like an earlier edition because for some reason 4th edition is stupid.
Yeah, the earlier editions are actually cheaper.
Well, I don't have 2nd. I don't have 3rd. So I remember they were playtesting 2nd at the first Gen Con I ever went to. Like, one of the characters was some kind of rat monster, and I'm like, this is not the Talisman that I know. Yes.
This is not the Talisman I love.
Non-canonical.
McFarlane Toys announced they're going to produce 6-inch figures.
I kind of figured it would be like their little stupid
7-inch scale figures.
Oh, okay.
12 points
so completely
of articulation.
Incompatible with their Walking Dead figures.
Yes. 12 points of articulation. I don't know if they'll actually be color tops, but they're doing a line of Stranger Things figures based on the Netflix series. Okay. The first two figures in the line are Chief Hopper and 11. And the Hopper includes his hat, pistol, and a coffee mug, while 11 comes with a blonde wig, a radio, and her favorite food, an Eggo. They'll include a branded Stranger Things display stand as well. So,
surprised they didn't do the Demogorgon first.
I know, right? I think they're slowly going to roll them all out eventually in the whole.
Yeah, you want to start strong.
Yeah. The figures will be $17.99 and scheduled to ship this November. Sure. So, you know, not even a month after season 2 airs, because it hits Netflix on October 31st of this year. So I know a lot of people are looking forward to that.
Hey, that's like a thing.
It's the Halloween.
Hey, I see what they did.
One of NECA's San Diego Comic-Con exclusives for this year is a 7-inch figure for Predator of Arnold Schwarzenegger characters Dutch from the infamous jungle briefing scene.
I don't remember being that infamous.
Well, it's popular.
Apparently he wears a shirt.
It's him and Carl Weathers, and that's where they... what was Carl Weathers' character's name?
Oh.
But he's like, so-and-so, you son of a beach! Oh. And then they shake hands and their muscles. And yeah, so they're doing a jungle briefing Dutch action figure for San Diego Comic-Con this year.
Okay.
Funko has a number of 2017 San Diego Comic-Con exclusives.
What?
Their Marvel exclusives include a Pop Marvel Gwenpool with selfie stick, Rock Candy Gwenpool, Pop Marvel Red She-Hulk, Pop Marvel Captain America Bucky Cap, Pop Marvel Spider-Man Homecoming Stony Stark.
Stony Stark?
Stony Stark. Wow, I'm dyslexic.
Holy
Tony
cats.
Stark holding the helmet. So some fun little pops and some interesting stuff from them.
And then they've also announced... Where are they? They've
I don't know.
Their cartoon pop vinyl figures this year for San Diego Comic-Con. Ren and Stimpy Happy Happy Joy Joy 2-pack. Pop Television's TMNT animated series Baxter Stockman from the vintage, for the original animated series. Cat Dog. Flocked Cat Dog.
Ew.
And the Coon.
The Keen.
As well as South Park's
Mint Berry Crunch.
Mint Berry Crunch.
Oh, no. I have, I don't know what they're called. They're like smaller blind box versions.
They're the Loyal Subjects ones,
are
right?
They I don't think they're Loyal Subjects. There's something, but it's the same thing,
right,
basically.
Right,
but for the Fractured But Whole.
Yes.
So I've got Mint Berry Crunch. I've got the Keen.
The Keen.
The Keen.
It cracks me up they did a Mint Berry Crunch. Yeah.
Why?
Was he a villain?
No.
Is he a
saved,
hero?
He saved the world from Cthulhu.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Who is Mint Berry Crunch?
Well, most people think of him as, I can't remember his name. He's just, he's the goth girl's younger brother.
Oh, okay.
But, turns out he's actually from the planet Shabadoo and was was sent to Earth to save it with the powers of Mint and Berry.
Oh, my God. God bless that episode.
Oh, that three-parter is like the pinnacle of South Park.
That's awesome.
Coot-a-coot, Cthulhu.
Coot-a-coot, Cthulhu. Also from Pop, from Funko, Pops this year, not San Diego Comic-Con, but coming up, they're doing a line of Parks and Recreation pop vinyls. All
right.
So we get Ron Swanson.
One of the greatest characters in TV history.
I wholeheartedly, there was a great scene before we talk about this. It ended up on my Facebook, and it was Ron, and it was April. So Ron and April at a grocery store, and this little guy is like, "Hi there, sir. Would you like to try a piece of vegan bacon?" And he's like, "Sure." So he gives him a piece of the bacon, and Ron looks at it, and then just tosses it in the trash, and he goes, "Another one." And he's like, and he gives it to him, and he throws it away, and he goes, "Another one." He goes, "Was there something wrong?" And he goes, "No." "Well, I can't give you another one, sir, because..." He's like, "All of these have to be destroyed. No one can taste these." And he's like, "Well, I can't give you another one." And April goes, "Well, I'll have one." And he gives April one. And she throws it in the trash and looks up at Ron, like, approvingly, like,
yeah.
Yes. Dude, I can't believe that's a show you haven't watched.
I've watched the first season.
Have you watched the first season? Dude, after, like, the second season, it just builds steam. And it's nonstop, like, craziness. There's a great episode where Leslie surprises Ron and gets him a desk. And it's just a circular desk with a chair in the middle. So he can swivel. As people try to talk to him, he can just swivel and ignore them. It's pretty great. So Ron Swanson, Leslie Nope, Andy Dwyer, Little Sebastian.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to that yet.
Little Sebastian. April Ludgate, and a Hot Topic exclusive Burt Macklin figure, which was which was one of Andy's personas, was Burt Macklin, FBI.
I might have seen him show up, because they had the one with the kid that was always committing...
Yes.
On Halloween, he would always commit vandalism.
Yes. Ah, dude, Parks and Rec is such a good show. Oops, I moved that.
Oh, no. That's broke it.
I got it. Yeah, Parks and Rec. And then also, Funko Pop Vinyl are releasing the one and only Bob Ross as a pop vinyl.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually.
Bob Ross, the joy of painting. And he looks amazing. He's so happy.
Yeah.
He's a happy little pop vinyl.
He's maybe a little late. But I still think he'll sell pretty well.
Oh, I think so. I know tons of people on Facebook today when they saw it were super excited.
Yeah.
They're like, "Oh my God!" Like, yeah.
I may or may not pick up one.
Skybound Entertainment announced a Walking Dead exclusive for San Diego Comic-Con this year.
Skydot?
Skybound.
Okay.
It's
like, Jesus, yeah. Are you guys building the Terminator?
Skybound and McFarlane Toys, actually. They are presenting a Walking Dead box set. Basically called Shiva Force, which is a riff on
Tiger Force
from G.I. Joe. And Shiva Force contains
Rick.
Let's see. So it's Ezekiel. It's Rick. Shiva. Michonne.
The Samurai.
Yeah, the Samurai.
I've seen, they did a whole commercial with
they did, and it's great.
1980s filter on it.
It's great. And these are, I think they're... like the... oh, how big do they say they are?
They're 5 inches.
Are they 5 inch? Yeah, 5 inch tall. Limited to 1,000 copies and are $100 a piece. And also keep an eye out for Shiva Force's secret fifth member, Jesus. He's only available in the Mega Box from Skybound. Fans can sign up for the Summer Mega Box online now. So, I saw that commercial and I started watching it because I was like, what are they doing? I was like, what, is this for real? And then at the end of it, I was like, oh, this is a legitimate thing. I'm like, this is actually happening. I thought somebody was just, you know.
Being silly?
Yeah. I was like, because it's Jokon season, because Jokon's going on. And they debuted that at the perfect time.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just some Jokon riff.
It's nice for someone to undermine FunPub for once with an announcement.
Yes, I agree.
Although, you know, if they had that Shiva by itself, I would probably buy it.
Yes.
Just because that's cool.
It's pretty cool.
If J. Joe made a tiger on a card, I would buy it.
I know.
But of course, they won't.
Nope.
Because they're dicks.
A company called Beast Kingdoms is doing a new line of figures based on Superman, Batman, Dawn of Justice. Including, let's see, and these are 8 inches, high levels of posability. Of course, they don't tell you. Each figure has a figure stand, extra hands.
We need more figures from Dawn of Justice.
Extra hands and character-specific accessories, so Superman, Wonder Woman, and 2 versions of Batman. So, regular Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and then Armor Batman, which, yeah.
Makes
but
sense.
Yeah, no, it's a little late for...
It's a little late, I mean... Mattel and Mezco kind of have that covered, I would think.
Yes, pretty much.
Didn't if I recall, DC Direct or DC Collectibles canceled their line.
Yes, they did. They canceled their stuff because they were like, no, we don't want to do this anymore. Some video game stuff because E3 is going on this right
good
now.
Lord, what is it going record? On right now?
They showed off new classic gaming retro systems, including a new retro Atari 2600 and a Sega Genesis. As well as handhelds, so let's see. The Atari Flashback 8 Gold and the Sega Genesis Flashback, so each console includes an amazing selection of built-in games, as well as features wireless controllers. So the Atari Flashback 8 Gold features 120 built-in all-time favorites, including Activision's Pitfall, Taito's Space Invaders, as well as other games like Kaboom, River Raid, Centipede, and Millipede. Two all-new high-performance 2.4 gigahertz wireless controllers, HDMI output, scanline filtering, which gives you that better idea of the classic games, a save, pause, and rewind feature for every game. They made a handheld, so there's a handheld version of that coming out with 70 games. And then the Sega Genesis version not only has 85 built-in games, but also has a built-in cartridge port that will play all of your favorite Sega Genesis and Mega Drive original cartridges.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah. So not only do they have the 85 built-in games,
but if there's some weird one that you have your copy of, you can play it. That's smart.
Yes. Yeah.
That's using the old noggin.
Uh-huh. And then they also have a handheld Sega that has 85 different games on it. So.
Now, are these actually going to be released at stores, or is it going to be like a Nintendo thing?
Nope, they're going to be they'll be in stores. They won't be nearly as hard to find as the Nintendo one, trust me.
I might get that handheld Atari one.
Atari one?
I might. Depends on what games are on that one.
Also, with E3 going on, people have been clamoring for my beloved LEGO Dimensions news. It's been 2 days into the 3-day convention.
Didn't Danny say it was dead?
Danny did say it was dead, and now it does. Like, originally, they had announced we've got 3 years planned out. People thought, okay, we're going to get all 3 years. Apparently, there's no news about the third year. Like, the last 2 days, they've done nothing but show gameplay of the Teen Titans set, which, like, they haven't shown anything. They've shown the playthrough for Beetlejuice or nothing, but they've shown a bunch of Teen Titans stuff. And everyone's like, well, we know those are coming out. What about year 3? Are we going to get year 3 news? I don't think it's going to happen. I think tomorrow's going to come and go, and they're finally just going to announce, you know, after the sets come out in September, LEGO Dimensions is done as it currently stands.
I know you really like that.
I do. I really like it, but I'm kind of glad because then that allows me time to go back and get the stuff that I missed, like the LEGO Batman movie, and the some of the game packs that I didn't pick up, and not have to worry about, oh god, year 3's coming, I gotta save money for that.
I guess. So they also showed a new XCOM 2 thing.
Oh, I bet you were excited.
Kinda. Yeah. It was confusing. Like, I don't know what, like, it's like XCOM 2 The Hunt or something. And I'm like, they were like weird.
You're like, is it downloadable content?
Was it DLC? Is it a new game? Yeah. That I don't know. And then, like, just the story was confusing. I guess there's like other resistance groups that have like gone bad or something. Now they're all like quasi alien monsters and everybody's gonna fight it out, and I'm like,
weird.
But we fought the elders and took them out in their stupid Bioshock headquarters. Like, shut up and obey us.
Yeah, it's like, do we want to know?
We're the badasses.
Yeah,
obey us.
Some of the other announcement stuff, video games for those of you out there that are playing.
There was a lot. Like
Xbox is releasing a new console called the Xbox One X, which is technically just the Xbox One, but it's a 4K ready.
Ooh, 4K.
Yeah, they're like the only company that has not announced some kind of virtual reality thing, because Sony's is already out and it is really well done. Nintendo announced Metroid Prime 4 coming to the Nintendo Switch, as well as a Metroid handheld to the 3DS, a mainline Pokemon game coming to the Switch at some point. The upcoming Super Mario Odyssey got a new trailer, an October 27th release date, which that's the game where you like defeat enemies and then wear them as hats, and it's really weird. Like, he can control a T-Rex in
that
game.
The Nazis did that.
I know. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild is receiving not one, but two DLCs.
That didn't surprise me. That thing was big.
I know. Got a game called Rocket League was confirmed.
Hey, Rocket League's a game that's already existed. I guess it's coming to Nintendo.
Oh, confirmed for Switch. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, for the Switch. That's the one where you drive go-karts and, like, play soccer.
Okay. Sony announced the Spider-Man, a new Spider-Man game, which is much in the vein of Batman, the Batman games, the Arkham.
It's much in the vein of the Spider-Man games. Like, from what I've seen of the footage, it looks like the previous Spider-Man game, where you're running around the city and you're doing stuff.
Yeah,
and,
but it had elements of the Batman games in it, where you could sneak up on them. And,
you could do that in this.
Yeah.
You weren't paying attention to the Amazing Spider-Man and the Amazing Spider-Man 2 games.
Apparently. I was not, unfortunately.
They're basically... They were the Arkham games.
Oh, okay.
But with Spider-Man. Huh. And not as good written. Not as well written.
A new God of War has a release date for early next year.
Mock their writing if you use wrong English. That's bad English.
Call of Duty World War II had a new multiplayer trailer. Destiny 2 was announced.
Yeah, because everybody loves Destiny so much.
I know.
I hear there's a Cars 3 game.
There is. People have been clamoring about a classic video game called Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, I know that.
They were supposed to remaster it.
Because the guys did the one with the giant dog monster.
Yes. And instead of releasing it, they're basically redoing the whole game. So.
Okay.
Ubisoft announced Far Cry 5.
They had that trailer for that. It's in America.
Yeah, America.
With Americans, with some kind of crazy religious...
Beyond part. Good and Evil 2, which I think Beyond Good and Evil was a classic GameCube game. Skull and Bones, Mario, Rabbids, Kingdom Battle is coming to the Nintendo Switch.
Assassin's Creed.
And Assassin's Creed Origins is out on October 27th.
That's the current YouTube commercial that doesn't ever go away.
No. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
PC Gaming showed off a new Age of Empires. Forza Motorsport 7. A game called Lawbreakers, which is from Gears of War creator Cliff Bleszinski.
Means nothing to me.
Doesn't mean anything to me either, but I'm just... Bethesda, thank you, David. Nintendo Switch is getting its own Elder Scrolls Skyrim game.
No, what about Elder Scrolls 6, you bastards?
Wolfenstein 2 is official and coming out October 27th. The Evil Within 2 has an official reveal trailer and October 13th release date. And Fallout 4 VR and Doom VFR both released later this year.
I don't care about Fallout.
Microsoft announced the Xbox One X with a price tag of $499 and goes on sale November 7th.
Just $4.99?
Original Xbox games will be backwards compatible with the Xbox One family. So they're, again, a little late to the game. Forza 7, Crackdown 3, Anthem, which is the new IP from BioWare, and Assassin's Creed Origins, which takes place in Egypt.
Yes, because he's skating down a pyramid.
Yes. EA announced FIFA 18, Star Wars Battlefront 2 multiplayer gameplay trailer, Madden 18, Need for Speed Payback, and the Anthem game again. Let's see if there's anything else crazy.
Are they ever releasing Fractured But Whole?
It's coming out this fall.
Alright.
It is coming out this fall. So some interesting video game announcements the first couple days of E3. Disney's all new DuckTales premieres with a movie on August 12th, while the series makes its debut on September 23rd on Disney XD. DuckTales will premiere in a one-hour television movie to be presented for 24 consecutive hours Saturday, August 12th, beginning at midnight on Disney XD.
God almighty.
Yeah. Then the series will debut with two new episodes Saturday, September 23rd. Each will also be available on the Disney XD app and Disney XD video on demand on the same dates. As well as today, as of this recording, they released the opening credits.
The opening credit sequence.
With the classic DuckTales song, a little bit updated.
A little truncated at the end.
Yeah, a little truncated.
I caught that. It bothered me, but
yeah, they kind of hurried along the end.
Yeah, they kind of skipped over. Yeah.
But yeah, like Dave said, it gave
it gave me chills. Yeah. And I don't normally like, oh my god, that's so awesome! It gave me chills. Like because DuckTales was one of the best cartoons of the
80s. I agree.
And I really kind of enjoyed the I like the updated version.
I like what I've heard so far. I've watched some of the clips they've released. I think Tennant's going to take a little getting used to as Scrooge, I'm so used to
the other guy.
Yes, but I like that all of the nephews have, you know, all played by, like, everyone's played by an amazing comedian at one point or another. Like, all the nephews and Webby are all amazing comedians, and they all sound perfect in the roles. I like the fact that just about every character from the original DuckTales series is going to make an appearance.
You know what reminds me of?
Glom Gold's going to be a big part of the series.
Because he's the main nemesis.
Yes.
But, reminds me of Nickelodeon's TMNT.
Yes.
Where it's an updated version, but it has mad love for the original.
Yes. So, and it looks, we were talking about this before, but Dave was kind of surprised that Donald was featured so heavily.
Yeah, I was surprised Donald was big in the credits, because that's the one big difference, it seems.
Yes, because Donald was not a huge part of the DuckTales original series. No. He was in it from time to time. He was in the movie.
He was in the opening one, the opening miniseries, yes. And then he would show up as a guest star occasionally.
He is a major part of this series. He and Uncle Scrooge's fractured relationship is a big story point of this new series. So, because Donald and the nephews have to come live with Uncle Scrooge, and that's a big to do is the fact that they have not talked.
Because in the original thing, it was he had dropped the nephews off because he was going to sea.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So it looks like it's fun.
It looks good.
Yeah. The new rendition of the theme song written by Mark Mueller and performed by Felicia Barton, who is from Dancing with the Stars. Will be released on Walt Disney Records on Friday, June 23rd. So not only will that, but we'll also get the soundtrack on June 23rd for the new DuckTales series. So I'm excited. I'm normally not a big, I don't normally like updates. Like, I'm not a big fan of a lot of the updates we've seen through the years. But I'm really excited to see the updated DuckTales. JoeCon's going on this weekend. It's starting tomorrow, the 15th, the Thursday. But the golden ticket holder line is today as we record this. And
it's already horrible looking.
Yeah, we've got several people. But Brian Roberts on the Toy World Order fan group posted a line of the JoeCon line. And it's, it's pretty...
Which is funny because they couldn't sell... Like, you would think the golden ticket line would actually be shorter because they didn't sell them all this time around.
No, still pretty long. I think I see our buddy Christopher McLeod in this picture.
Okay.
I think he's right here. But, yeah, JoeCon's going on. Dave and I are not...
Meh.
Yeah, I agree with Dave. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I mean, the sad thing is I like Battle Force 2000, but...
Meh. You're getting a box set, though, aren't you?
I am getting the Homefront Heroes, and I will probably... I can't imagine how much DJ is going to go for on eBay. It's going to be horrible. But if it's manageably horrible,
you'll manage
it. I'll manage one.
Yes. Which is weird that he was the...
No, it's not.
No?
Because he wasn't like the original. He was the second wave.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he came in... Like, he was the second wave. It was like the original six.
Yeah, and then
him. And then it was just him.
Yeah. So you got to get the box set and then DJ to get the whole... Which is DJ the...
He's the black one.
Well, but I mean, is he the attendee exclusive?
I don't know. We know they're going to do DJ.
Right.
Because he's Battle Force 2000.
Right.
We don't know how, or, you know, is he the attendee? Is he going to be in a three-pack? Well, he's not going to be the parachute.
No.
Oh, God, I hope not. But, they might throw in some other characters. I guess, like, some of the other characters were Battle Force 2000 overseas.
Ah, yes.
So they might throw some of those guys. Because, you know how they like to do that kind of stuff, which is cute.
Yeah.
Like, they're thinking Fastdraw might be, which would suck, because Fastdraw is one of my favorites.
Yes.
Be like, oh, son of a... If they do Fastdraw, that's going to suck. Because I'll have to spend a fortune on him.
Spend a fortune on him.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll talk about JoeCon next week because we'll have all the news by then.
I'm also curious, like, what embarrassing recolors of the same five molds for vehicles
they're going to do.
They try to pass off as the
as the
Battle Force vehicles.
Yeah,
and then Cobra's just all bats.
They're
assuming Overkill will be one of the figures too, because like they're all bats and they haven't done Overkill.
Right.
So,
we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll talk about that next week on the show. We'll have plenty to talk about that.
I bet there'll be tons to talk about.
Oh, yeah. This last weekend, Dave and I, on Saturday, went to St. Louis to go visit our buddy Andy Tulch at his toy store, Andy's Toys in St. Louis. We usually visit Andy when we're in St. Louis, but he had since moved shops since the last time we were there. We were in that area in last September.
Yeah.
So it'd been quite a while. So Dave and I, you know, didn't have a whole lot planned on a Saturday. We jumped in the car, and I took some stuff, something up to him to trade for some stuff. And Dave kind of, you know, Dave tagged along, and we made the journey. And he, like I said, he's moved stores. The new storefront he's in is much bigger. It's beautiful.
Yes.
It's really nicely set up. Lots of stuff to look at. Dave and I spent an hour, hour and a half in there, just, you know, poking around and talking to Andy. Came away with some fun stuff, though.
Yeah.
You picked up some fun stuff, I thought. You bought the,
I bought a couple things. I bought,
Was it 1985?
Yeah, a TSR catalog for 1985.
Yeah. So the Toy Fair catalog for that year, which was kind of cool. We looked through it.
Yeah, it was interesting. There were a lot of modules that I'd never seen before. Which
is super weird, because you have a lot of D&D stuff.
I do, but, you know, I guess there was just a bunch of obscure ones that came
out. I got to ask, have you started to look on eBay for some of those modules?
No. Well, we talked about this before the show started, that the catalog also includes, like, some board games in the back.
Yes.
And there's one based on the cartoon, which yes. I didn't know existed.
I didn't either until I saw it. Board game based, like,
Search for the Dungeon Master.
Yeah.
And I did buy that on eBay.
Dave did indeed.
Well, I figure we'll use it on board.
And it'll go into Dave's collection.
It'll go
into
my collection. Yes. And as you said, they didn't do a lot of stuff for the show.
No, they didn't. They didn't do a whole lot of licensing stuff for that show at all.
So
yeah, that was cool. You bought a boxed Fisher-Price Little People Sesame Street.
Yes.
Yep.
With all the characters.
Yep. What else did you do?
The only other thing I got was after Vintage ended, Toys R Us had, like, these weird three packs.
Right.
That they put out.
They used the vintage mold.
They used the mold, but they had new paint. I think the plaster was not as good.
Yeah.
But one of them was a Viper with a
Trouble Bubble. Yeah.
And I didn't have that one. I never got it back in the day, and it's one of the Vipers I don't have.
Yeah.
So I got that. It was pretty cheap.
Yeah, Andy had some good prices. I traded him. I'd found a Cosmic Kittle from the 60s, which I found a really hard one. And I'd been holding on to it. I tried to sell it. I couldn't sell it. I just got tired of holding on to it because it's not something I was going to collect.
Nobody knows what it is.
Well, I took it to Andy's. Of course, I traded it to Andy. Andy gave me quite a bit in store credit for it. So I bought something for Carrie. I bought a little Goofy Skididdler, which was something else from like the 70s, which were these little figures you plugged into the back of this little, like almost like a little rolling pin with wheels, and you rolled along and they would walk and move their arms and heads.
Yeah.
So I bought that for Carrie because it was goofy, because it was pretty cute. And then he had this huge box of Playmates Wildcats figures.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of poked through it a little bit, and there was tons of weapons and stands down at the bottom. And it just looked like a crap ton of characters. And I asked Andy, I said, what do you need on this? And he told me, and I was like, I'll take this. So yeah, it was that was kind of fun. And just to let you know, that Kittle in Andy's shop did not last 2 days.
Oh, wow.
He sold it on Monday.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was like, I had to send him a text and go, that didn't last long. I was like, good for you, dude. I was like, I knew something like that would sell in his store because that's his clientele, is that old tin toys. And
yeah.
So that's kind of his clientele. But we had fun, though. I always enjoy, we don't get to see Andy enough. And We see too much of Dan.
He's always hogging all the attention.
Dan.
So insecure.
I love going to talk to Andy because he's knowledgeable. He's got great stories. He told us a lot of interesting stories in King County this year.
Yeah.
That both Dave and I were like, holy crap. So it's always fun. And one of the most knowledgeable people, I think, on toys of the, you know, 70s and back that I've ever met. Like, he's knowledgeable on tin toy, you know.
Yeah.
All that stuff. So it's always a lot of fun. And then we all tried to talk Dealer Dan out of buying a collection of soda cans.
Did he actually buy those?
I think he did.
Oh, for God's sake.
I think he did. I know he's going to listen to this and send me a text and go,
I'm sure he'll send me a text. Yeah.
I don't like you guys to war.
Like, you don't understand. It's a brilliant move.
No, it's not.
I've cornered the market on worthless cans.
Dan, we do love you. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, but Andy's Toys, if you're ever in the St. Louis area, look up Andy's Toys on Facebook. There's also a great toy store that we learned about afterwards called Saga Toys.
Because we went to Killen's because you had to pee.
I did have to pee. And I couldn't make it to Dave's. So I was like, I got to pee.
I told Damien when you were in the bathroom, it's like, my friend is a butthole. He's like, why? I'm like, Because he just wants, he's like, let's go see Damien. I'm like, why? He's like, because I have to pee. It's so tacky.
I had to pee.
So tacky.
We stood around and talked to Damien for a while.
I know, but it was like...
But Damien had told us about a store called Saga Toys in St. Louis that...
pretty sure I know the guy that set that up. I think he set up at Toy Man a lot.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I recognize, when I was looking at the pictures, I recognize the header cards he uses because he bags loose toys and makes header cards and hangs them on pegs. So I recognize the header card.
Maybe it's not the guy I'm thinking of.
I was like, I know who that is. So that... But apparently it's... looking at the pictures, he's got a lot of stuff at Saga Toys, so that'll be...
Well, we'll have to do that sometime.
Yeah, that'll be Dave and I's next St. Louis trip, probably before Toy Man or after Toy Man, because Toy Man's coming up real soon, in several weeks.
Yeah, so, in July.
July, yep. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Hold on, wait. Did I not make a...
You made a thread.
I did.
You didn't pin it, but you made it.
I didn't. I should have unpinned that one. I don't know why I didn't. I pulled questions up for last week, and I was like,
dude, every time I try to like take the initiative, you're like, no, I did that on purpose. I just don't do that anymore.
I didn't do that on purpose.
I don't pin things. I don't unpin things.
I didn't realize that I hadn't pinned the...
I just let you do your shtick. It should be fairly up there, because, I mean, they were...
Somewhere. Hold on. Let me look for it. It's...
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that Lego set that they posted on there with the Bossk, I think that's a Target exclusive.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Target's got it, but I just don't like spending money there.
Which means you got... I know. You posted a very snarky Target thing today that cracked me up.
It's where you go for poopy buttholes.
Yes. Poopy buttholes.
Because I went to the collect... Because when we talked to Dan last week, he mentioned that the Playmobil stuff was over in the collector section. You know?
Yes.
Past the guard dogs and through the... barbed wire.
Yes.
Because they hate collectors. Anyway, I went there and they had a bunch of Rick and Morty figures and they had a poopy butthole front and center, and immediately I was like, ah ha ha, I'm 6 years old. And I dug around, I found a second one.
Yes.
So I put that in the front of the second bag, and then there was a little stuffed one in the bin. So I
yes.
So I took a picture and I'm like, Target. It's where you go for poopy buttholes.
Oh, David. David, David, David.
It is where you go. They are poopy buttholes.
Your 6 year old mind took over. Well, you see, we answered some fan questions.
Now that you found it again.
I did. I found it. Christopher Haywood says, since Hasbro owns Transformers and GoBots, are there any GoBots that you would like to see revamped and added to the Autobots or Decepticons?
They already did Crasher.
They did do Crasher. I don't know. I'd still like to see Psykill and Leader One. Although they've done those character names in the GoBots line they did, which was the little kids.
The kitty kitty, yeah.
They did do those characters, but not...
Now, I'm surprised... Just that they don't try to mine the nostalgia on that.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
That's weird.
You would think seeing these, like, I don't remember who made them in Japan. It wasn't Takara, it was somebody else. But they made those updated machine robos that are those characters. It's like, why wouldn't you do that in the States? They'll sell. It's obvious they sell because those sold quite a bit. Yeah, I'd love to see Psykill and Leader One.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't, like, worked those. Especially those two, because they're iconic.
Yeah, they're iconic. Nissa says, what are your favorite... Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. I had to wake up super early this morning, so I'm like, I'm running on fumes. It's been a long day. Nissa says, what are your favorite go-to reference books that you would recommend other toy collectors to have in their collection?
Anything Bellomo.
Yeah, anything from Mark Bellomo.
The Tomarts three-part guide.
Yes, the Tomarts three-part guide. Depending on lines you collect, like Bellomo just has done a book about just about pretty much...
He's done Joe. He's done Transformers. He's done vintage Star Wars.
He's done vintage Star Wars. If you're doing modern stuff, noted author James Cavanaugh's books are great.
Cavanaugh's modern Joe stuff is fantastic.
It's fantastic. He's got a new one coming out that they're debuting at JoeCon that I'm sure Dave will buy.
I definitely want Volume 3.
Those are spectacular. You know, depending on which... I mean, there, if you... Like, if you look up My Little Pony, like, My Little Pony collector book on Amazon or any collector book, you'll probably find a great book, and there's so many of them out there that are just perfect, you know, for collectors. So there's a lot of stuff out there. You just kind of have to poke around and see. But, yeah, definitely the Tomarts, definitely anything from Mark Bellomo. Just a lot of good stuff out there.
Is there a good reference guide for He-Man? There's a lot of books about He-Man.
There's a lot of books about He-Man.
But is there a good reference guide?
There is not a good reference guide for He-Man. There has not been one made.
Mark, if you listen to the show, which I'm pretty sure you don't, there you go.
Yeah. Floorburger. Says, I recently posted a clickbait article to the group about the 30 worst Ninja Turtle figures. I felt it was written by someone who was assessing those figures with uninformed contemporary viewpoints. I think this happens a lot now, where people don't understand this, the zeitgeist.
Zeitgeist.
Thank you. Of an era of toys. I couldn't read it. I was like, I don't know what to say anymore. What lines?
It's German.
I know. What lines do you think people get wrong now when they look back? Well, and of course, Danny and Josh went back and forth about, you know, Danny talking about how much he hates the recent trend of clickbait toy articles, which is true because I've been a big opponent. You know, I've been very much against the clickbait toy articles too because I read the ones like, you know, the Disney Black Diamond Beauty and the Beast. These Disney Black Diamond tapes are worth thousands, and it's like,
oh,
no.
Yeah. By the way, I saw the pictures from your yard sale that you've got a couple of little Disney tapes.
Yeah,
we'll talk.
Okay. I have one, and it's the Little Mermaid penis cover.
Okay.
Yes. But yeah, no, I hate those articles. I hate people who are like, oh my god, like you see.
G.I. Joe has a lot of them. The 20 stupidest vehicles, the 20 stupidest yes. characters. You know, that kind of stuff.
The other one, like, I'm still, to this day, working on it, and I kind of go back and forth on what I want to do it, but I started to write almost a snarky response to those articles showing, you know, the real worth of what some of these toys they're saying are worth thousands really are. Like, I'm like, do your research, because that, you know. But the one I hated the most was one on Ranker, and it was like, it had all of these different play sets, and it was just listing, you know, like a Castle Grayskull for like $700. I'm like, and the pictures they're using and the eBay auctions they were using, I'm like, no. I'm like, all these guys did was go with the most expensive thing they could find on eBay and post a story about it. I'm like, that's stupid.
And then, of course, like the whole thing is everything is one page and then you got to click to the next page.
Yes.
Like, I don't even bother with those.
No,
anymore.
I hate that. I agree. I think.
I also think that they missed the point that this stuff is for children.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So that there is a certain amount of stupidity or lack of sophistication, let's put it that way, to the, you know. I mean, turtles were supposed to be weird and crazy and wacky and, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the clickbait articles are something that are just annoying to see.
Man.
And you see more and more of them with toys. And it gets very frustrating because it's like, oh, not another one. Like, I keep going back to the Disney thing. That irritates me more than anyone will know. Dave knows, because I think I've talked about it at length before.
Yes.
But I hate those articles with a passion. Because I can walk into
You just want to ruin my dreams of retiring off of my copy of Beauty and the Beast.
I can walk into Goodwill. I have walked into a Goodwill here and lined up six of those Beauty and the Beast tapes and taken a picture and gone, I can retire.
You want me not to sell that and make money, so that when I die, you can sell and steal
that,
it up
that
from
is,
under me.
That is my plan, Dave.
That is your plan. So you've concocted this whole story about how they're not worth thousands. Like the butthole you are.
Yes. And then Flood also wants to know how much a box
53
weighs.
Pounds.
Yes. Dave knows this because that's how much it weighed to get shipped. 53 pounds. It was a heavy, heavy toy.
I'll never speak of it again.
Yes. David Rebecca says, what was the most disappointing toy that you waited much too long for, something you pre-ordered well in advance, and just broke your collector's heart when it finally arrived?
I don't know
if I've ever had a pre-order of anything that has shown up that I've been like, oh, this is dumb. Why did I buy this?
Yeah, I'm generally more disappointed by impulse buys than
Dave's like, oh, this is so neat, I'm going to buy it. Then he gets home and he's like, I've made terrible choices.
And I don't, you know, I honestly don't even really do that. Like, I know that Dave's a crazy spendthrift. He buys every toy ever.
Yeah, no, but it's not entirely true.
That's actually not true. Like, no. I actually made a decision at this point decades ago that I wasn't going to, like, just buy every, you know. Like, at one point for, like, a month I was into Dragon Ball Z.
Right.
And they had toys. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to get Vegeta because he's really cool. I'm like, really? Are you going to be into this show? Because I had a bunch of Gundam figures that I never did anything with.
Right.
Like, are you really going to be into this show in, like, a month?
Yeah, did you just buy them because they looked cool?
You just buy them because, like, at the moment you thought it was a neat show. And you're like, you know what? I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, no.
So, even though I buy a lot of stuff, it usually is something that I'm pretty sure I want.
Yes.
I mean, my problem is that I want everything.
This is true.
But I try not to buy stuff that I think the closest would be Marvel Legends, where I buy a bunch of stuff, and I really kind of, at this point, I'm like,
Yeah. I noticed that people are starting to find the Spider-Man Homecoming wave.
Yeah.
And people are super pissed and that the Build-A-Figure is just Vulture's wings.
Yeah, well, I knew that going into it.
So I think everybody did, but they were like, oh, it's stupid.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that was the only way they could make Vulture's wings without making him a boxed figure.
Well, you could have made him a boxed figure.
Yeah, that's true.
That'd be jerks. Yeah. I guess one of the next waves has Swamp Thing. Not Swamp Thing, Man-Thing.
Man-Thing. Oh, nice.
Build-A-Figure.
Oh, nice. We haven't had a...
With Blade and... Bullseye.
Was that what Danny announced today? Some of the figures?
I have no idea.
Because I know Pixel Dan set in on a webcast with the Marvel Legends team, and he made a video feature.
Well, then that's probably it. Because yeah. I know they showed a couple pictures.
Wow.
On that.
That's nice.
Yeah, that'll probably be one that I buy.
Yes. Buddy Christopher Haywood also says, what are some of the worst board games that you found, and how close did they make it to being featured on board? Worst board games that I found.
Yeah, that's really a question. Like, I'll buy board games, but I don't really buy them to play them. Right. Mean, the Battlestar Galactica board game looks pretty jank.
Yes.
It looks pretty weak sauce.
Terrible board games that I've bought.
The vintage one. We played the modern one.
The modern one's neat. Fun. Sky Dancers was pretty bad.
Really?
Yeah, it was...
I don't remember it being...
It wasn't... It's not completely terrible. It's playable, but it was... It seemed like
it had a lot to it.
It did have a lot to it. I bought a game.
See, to me, a bad board game is something like I was describing that D&D game that I bought. It looks like Candyland.
Yes.
So then it's just like the board has like maybe five spaces and it's just a cash-in thing.
Yeah.
Like that to me is a bad game.
I've had it since it was released, but X-Men, Danger Room Alert. I've had that game forever. That came with the little figurines. And writing the script for it and reading the rules, because I never played that game. I never read the rules. I bought it specifically for the miniatures because I thought it was cool. And then it sat in the box on a shelf forever. So I started reading the rules and I thought, oh, as I'm reading it, I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, this is a terrible game. And then I start looking and seeing that they basically redid that game like four different times. And I'm like, oh, it's all the same game. Oh, it's just terrible.
Huh.
But that actually is going to make it on an episode of board. So we'll get to all witness how terrible it is. I bought some very... interesting games that I don't know are terrible or not. There's a trucker game that I bought called Breaker 19.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. From the 70s, which is pretty interesting, pretty terrible looking, but it might not be that bad. It looks like it might actually be pretty playable. I don't think I've passed on a lot of games just because I've looked at them and been like, I can't think of anything other than that that's been really terrible that I bought. Everything we played on board... so far, even if it hasn't been a great game, has been fun. So there hasn't really been any bad games. I think we played a lot of great games on board.
Yeah.
Some of my favorites being Fireball Island was good. Dark Tower was good.
Yeah.
Dark Tower was a lot of fun. Dark Tower is one of those ones I would like to bust out on a game night and actually play.
That one I may make you buy your own, because it's like the bulbs burn out.
I know, it's rough to find that thing.
Yeah.
But that was a lot of fun to...
Andy had one for a lot of money.
$150.
It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money to me.
Yeah.
I can only imagine... Ah, yes, the next question.
Chris Sheet says, what do you think of Big Bad's, BigBadToyStore.com's new website?
Don't like it.
I don't know.
I'm getting used to... Well, it's worse on the phone.
Is it?
Because you only get like two of those pictures and you have to scroll down.
Yeah, that's
dumb. I mean, I was thinking about this because I found this the other day. I was like, wait, what happened?
Right.
But you know, their old site was getting dated.
Yes.
And I understand that, but I did like being able to see all the new pre-orders, like all the hot new pre-orders.
Yes.
All the hot new stuff that's in. Now it's kind of
have to search.
You get like
a
two
bit.
Things. The search doesn't seem as good.
Yeah.
Just like you got to scroll all the way down to get to log in, yeah. I don't like it as much.
No.
I'm getting the hang of it more today than I did yesterday, but I'm not a fan. I get why they did it. Like I said, it was looking dated.
Yes.
It had features that like, you know, it's like our vintage store, like they don't have vintage anymore.
Have you pre-ordered Trypticon?
Nope.
No.
Nope, I'm rolling the dice. I walk into Toys R Us and I got one.
Oh, fair enough.
Hey, they had plenty of Fort Max.
Which is funny because it actually looks like Trypticon is actually a lot more, like, he can do a lot more than Fort Max can. Because Fort Max really didn't do a whole lot.
Well, Fort Max was basically just Metroplex Reeb.
Yeah.
they had actually built a new toy this time.
Yeah. I like the new look of Trypticon, though. I mean, it's a little updated. Classic transformations, though. I don't think he walks, which is sad.
I would imagine not.
But he's got the little feet thing, like the original had, so he could walk. And apparently they re-released Cosmos again in the Titans Return line.
Okay.
I didn't know that. Although I want this. There's a Sea Spray that's coming out that I kind of want.
I think he's been out.
Has he?
I think I've seen him. I don't know.
Yeah, I want Sea Spray.
See, I don't know what you have, what you want. And then, like, I ask you, and you're like, oh, I'm not buying toys anymore.
Yeah, I kind of want Sea Spray.
And then you're like, oh, and I want these Transformables.
Yeah, I kind of want Sea Spray. I haven't found... Sea Spray is one I want, and Brawn is one I want. I haven't seen Brawn at all.
I don't know if I've seen... I've seen a lot of Transformers lately.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I've seen Brawn, because I don't follow. If it's not Trypticon, I don't
Transformables.
Follow. Yeah, I don't follow too closely. Especially now that they moved away from the Combiners.
Yeah, I know.
I like the Combiners.
I like Brawn, though, because Brawn looks like the classic cartoon.
Yeah, he does. The robot version.
Yeah,
does.
That's why I want it, because it looks like the cartoon.
You want all the guys from the movie.
I do. I don't know. I agree with Dave. Big Bad Toy Story's website, the old one, was getting dated, but the new one seems like it's got some...
It looks like every other toy website out there.
Yes.
And there's a reason I don't go to those, because they always have like two or three modern toys on the front page and they never have anything.
Right, exactly. It's like, oh.
It kind of reminds me of all the stores that I prefer Big Bad to.
Yes.
Or over.
Yes, so, I agree.
Was that really it?
That's it, man. Yeah. We're at the end of the show, David.
Yay. Life is a highway.
I know. And now we're going to ride it all the way to Cars 3.
All the way to Cars 3.
Yeah. Gang, David and I will be back next week with an all-new show. We'll talk about Jokon and much more then, so make sure you tune in. Check out our sponsor, Shelled Comics, the Shelled Comics blog, and more at shelledcomics.com. And gang, check us out on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as YouTube, youtube.com/ToyWorldOrder, and youtube.com/BoardTheShow. And gang, until next week, David.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
The Toy Bar Peeps is closed. Peace out.